revolution. In the USA, it's against the law to advocate the violent overthrow of government. But the best reason for avoiding violence is that citizen violence only makes government stronger. It strengthens government by creating fear. Governments thrive on fear. Advocating the nonviolent overthrow of government is legal and practical. I hope that a polite revolution can create a society in which no one group of people has a monopoly on force. I believe this can be done without being rude, but humor is permitted. It may be possible to laugh the government out of existence. If one person has the privilege of owning weapons and using force, then anyone should have that privilege. If one group has a monopoly on the right to use force, people are not truly equal under the rules of the society. With no state monopoly on force, checks and balances would not be an empty phrase. A polite revolution asks for real freedom of expression. It hopes to create a society whose actions prove that it believes all people should have equal rights, young or old, rich or poor, male or female, black, white, yellow, red, or purple. If the pen is mightier than the sword, then 100 million personal computers in the hands of citizens are certainly more powerful than any number of atomic warheads. The ability to discover and speak the truth politely is the best protection. Tyranny cannot stand against weapons of mass instruction in the hands of honest people. A polite revolution seeks to end taxation. Taxation is hardly polite. A polite revolutionary will oppose any tax for any reason. A polite revolutionary seeks the release of most prisoners. The only people who should be in prison are those who have killed, kidnapped, raped, or committed serious violence. Theft and fraud should only be punishable by theft and fraud. If a person has not committed a violent offense, then the society has no reason to commit a violent offense against that person. Kidnapping or arresting people for nonviolent behavior is a gross miscarriage of justice. polite revolution does not seek mass demonstrations or riots. It does not seek to take the possessions of the rich and give them to the poor. It does seek to stop the rich and powerful from continuing to take the possessions and confiscate the labor of the poor. If the rich can maintain their wealth with their own labor, without violence, thievery, or fraud, then they should be able to keep what they have and earn more by honest means. But I fear that many who are now profiting handsomely from the violence of the state will have a steep learning curve before they can prosper in a polite society. The working poor already know how to survive on their own labor. They have no other resource. Now that we have the internet, video cameras, cell phones, and social media, we don't need to gather together in large groups physically to organize and convince. We can sit comfortably in our homes and type or talk. We can mail in absentee ballots. We can publish audio and video recordings of the activities of government agents. We can use personal computers to analyze government documents and expose government lies. We can do these things and more with little personal risk. Technology is becoming smaller, cheaper, and more sophisticated. More people are learning to use technology more effectively. The crimes and lies of governments are becoming easier to expose. Does accepting the constraint of being polite mean that a revolution will proceed more slowly? I think not. To join a violent revolution requires a major risk. If you lose, you are likely to die or face long jail terms. Even joining a nonviolent revolution based on mass demonstrations requires a considerable amount of inconvenience and expense. And there is always the danger that nonviolent demonstrations will turn violent, with the attendant risks and penalties. Joining the polite revolution can be done with minimal risk. Therefore, it should be easier to get people to join. There are no papers to sign, oaths to swear, or dues to pay. And a polite revolutionary is more effective at bringing about real change than someone who is pushy and rude. A polite revolution can save the power elite from the fate that will otherwise befall them when a more violent revolution occurs. The USA was born in a violent revolution against King George, and saw the war between the states less than 100 years after the ratification of the Constitution. The Constitution created three equal branches of government, but gave one branch control of the use of force. Guess which branch is now more equal than the others? Members of the power elite who are intelligent enough to see that some sort of revolution is inevitable will not resist the polite revolution and may even join it, because it is preferable to the alternative of violent revolution. If we all become more polite, we will fight less and work more, and we will all become more prosperous. It is possible to talk, write, and vote the government out of existence, and I believe it will be done sooner than most people think. Authoritarian communism collapsed in the Soviet Union. It is time for authoritarian capitalism to collapse in the USA. Communism is not the problem. Capitalism is not the problem. Authoritarianism is the problem. Few thought the Berlin Wall would fall, but it did. Few think that the invincible U.S. Army and government will lose their grip on power, but they will. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.